Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like you're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Let's go. Let's do this.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
Got that. All right. Away we go.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT super fantastic family. Today is Wednesday, hump Wednesday, August 7, 2019. Yours truly, RaidRan98 here, along with...
Right, good morning, TNT. It is Wednesday. It's a little cloudy, but it'll be all right. So, all right, ready to get started?
Sure, fire away. No updates were posted, so we can start
no
fresh.
No updates at all. Okay, guys. Well, here's what you've been waiting for. No updates. No, I'm just joking. All right. Banks did have meetings yesterday. Banks were told that effective on the 11th of the month, no more vacations, no days off, nothing. Everybody would be working. Everybody would be working. I just got off the phone about 5 minutes ago, and banks are not on standby. They're not on alert, but everyone is to report to their locations on Tuesday, period. They're just reporting. I don't know what's happening. But they're going from the branches, from the offices, from wherever they are, to the centers on Tuesday. They've already been told that's where they report on Tuesday, not to their regular location. So we will see what happens then. I do have another date that I got from overseas and that, and they feel this should all be done, I think I already told you guys, before the end of the month. Before close to the end of the month, but I wasn't going to give out those 2 dates, but I can tell you this. Tuesdays and Tuesdays are special days. How about that? We'll just work it from there. Because yesterday was Tuesday, and next week is a Tuesday, and after that is a Tuesday. Holiday starts on the 11th, 11th through the 15th. Is a holiday a good time to start? Well, I don't know. But the holiday starts on Sunday. It's over on Thursday. Everybody's supposed to report to locations on Tuesday, so I don't know. It just might be an easy day to move them. We don't know. We checked with banks, and we sent rates to different banks to see if they all had the same rates. So far, the ones that have responded said, we got the same rates that they have, which is a good thing. So everybody's seeing the same rates, talking about exchanging. Maybe they're off a penny, 2 pennies. You can negotiate for something else. But for the most part, they're all doing the same thing, ready to go. So I'm trying to think. Is there anything else, Ray? Nope. Most people are doing... But if they're taking their vacation, their time off right now, because they know what's getting ready to happen. Go ahead, Ray.
No, that was it.
Oh. All right. Let's do what we do. Q&A.
Twin says, Tony, you stated if you housed a veteran, the government would pay you $3,000 a month. I spoke with Veteran Affairs, and they knew nothing about that. Could you please tell me how and where to accomplish this? Veterans are one of my Pay It Forward projects. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try it again. Hold on. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm trying to make a phone call real quick. Let me see. I know somebody personally who gets paid from this program every month. So I'm trying to get hold on. See, hold on.
Let's see, while Tony is doing that, let me see if there's some Q&A that are specific to me. And we'll get those out of the way. Okay. Bigger is better, says, if the RV comes in the middle of the night, will you brothers wait until the next day to alert us, or would you just get on the horn immediately?
Okay, I'm back. You guys here? Oh.
Immediately. Yes, we're here. I just decided to take a question, dude. One that I knew could be easy for me to address and answer. So, bigger's better. We would get on the horn the minute we get the rates. If they tell us to give it out right then, we'll give it out right then. If they tell us to wait 4 hours and give it out, then we'll wait 3 hours and 59 minutes and a half and then give it out. All right, sir. What'd you find out about the housing of veterans?
All right. But just so you guys know, we're not supposed to get it until like them 2 hours before it's supposed to happen. So we'll be within that 2 hours. All right. The name of the program is Veterans Caregiver Program. And, yeah, I just talked to him. He actually said he gets paid $4,000 a month per veteran to house them, but it's called the Veterans Caregiver Program. So I don't know how veterans cannot know about it. I mean, if they got a veterans program. And it is a federally funded program. All right.
Okay. Steve's Yoga says, the elephant in the room is the lack of real news concerning the consistent unexplained delays for the dinar. We have focused on the bank's opinions, but isn't that really the tail of the dog when we want to know what the nose is interested in? Iraq seems to have done everything they needed to. Could it be that they still don't have a handle on internal corruption and the world doesn't want to allow it to continue? What's your speculation?
My speculation is, first of all, we've been saying it for 10 years now, we only probably know a good 30% of what's really going on, period. So, yeah, we're going to be the tail on the dog if we only know 30%. But that's what we're going to go based on the information we receive. Second of all, Iraq tells me they are ready to go. CBI puts it out, and they put out the latest date. Again, since IMF says all restrictions have been removed. Banks had meetings yesterday, and what they came out with was, we're still waiting for the Treasury to give us the go. So what the Treasury is waiting for, I don't know, because we have a person at the Treasury, and he says we're still waiting for the go. So that's about as close as you're going to get to the nose, because we don't know why they won't give the go. I don't know what kind of, you know, plans they have back in the war room or Treasury room or wherever else, or the five people that are supposed to be making this decision. If we knew that, then we'd know exactly when we were going to go. This is take the pieces of the puzzle that we can get and try and figure it out. And that's what we've been doing for the last 10 years. So if you have a way to get to the nose of the dog, we would sure appreciate it. Okay.
Well, Steve Yoga, my take on it.
No. Go ahead.
When Iraq says, let's do this, and posted a rate on the CBI, where are you going? If the IMF says, do this, let it rip, where are you going? If the BIS says, do this, let it rip, where are you going? If the president says, do this, let it rip, where are you going? If the Treasury says, do this, let it rip, where are you going? To the tail. B-A-N-K, because that's where you're going to get your money. Vic's Law says,
okay.
Equity, bond, and commodity markets indicate the global economy doesn't have even a day to lose with injection of liquidity and consumer buying power into the global markets. Are you getting information consistent with this view? And do the powers that be actually realize they don't have a moment to lose in restarting the global economy?
Everybody is getting that information that's watching any financial channel, news, or market. Everybody's getting that information. So do you think the rest of the world doesn't know that the GCR is going to take place when they're all involved in it? Of course they do. So they don't have the same fear that you do or the same concern that you do that the global economy is going to collapse today at 5, tomorrow, or Saturday evening. If they did, I'm sure they would have already done this. So, yes, I see it, you see it, and we know there's a fix in place. And when it becomes critical enough to them that they need it, I guess they'll fix it. But again, everybody's not going to get the same influx of cash or millionaires or billionaires that the U.S. is going to get. But they will get an adjustment through the GCR. So it's not as critical as you think with them, or they'd be doing something about it. Okay, what's next?
One more redirect back to Steve Yoga.
Okay.
If the elders say, yes, let's do this, where are you going? If the cabal says, yes, let's do this, where are you going? Bottom line, guys, if the bank called me right now during this call and say, come on down, we're going to exchange you, I could care less about any of those three-letter agencies or anybody else. I'm even going to leave this call and leave Tony hanging and tell him he got to figure out a way to shut it down. I'm going to the bank. All right. Beta says, from a non-TNT member, I asked this question last August, but I will ask it again. Most of the RVs throughout history have occurred in the month of September. Do you think that it is being held off until this September? Also, why did a lot of the RVs in the past occur in September?
I have no idea why they occurred in September. I haven't looked at them. I mean, could be, because October is the end of the fiscal year. That's the accounting year. I mean, 30 September is it. The new accounting year starts 1 October for most governments. So it could be easy for them to do it end of September, wrap it up, and start October all good. Now, that is not what's scheduled to take here. I just told you guys what's supposed to happen next Tuesday. There's something supposed to happen the Tuesday after that. Right now, the schedule says that it happens this month. I don't know if they're going to change the schedule or not. We've been through it 100,000 times. We know everybody's ready. We know every single thing is in place, or we have been told that. And the only thing they're waiting for is a go. We know they're have been bringing people in. First, they continued doing SKRs, and now they're bringing people in and just walking through the process, not giving them SKRs, but having them come in, show them how much they have, what their priority is going to be, and walking them through the process. That's what has been occurring so far. So, yes, they're definitely getting ready. All right.
Wordsmith for him says, thank you for the reminder the other day about having a computer that you only do your banking on post-RV. Are there any other security and or privacy measures that you plan to take? If so, can you share them?
No, I can't share them because then the government will know where to look for my money. So we don't want that to happen. Plus, then all the computer pirates will know where to look for my money, too. So we can't let that happen. Actually, the reality is you put your their money into a trust without your name. And by that, I mean, don't put in the Renfro Family Trust or something. It was somebody can go right to it. That's where it is right there. And you can do several trusts up under the umbrella. What do to make it difficult for people to attack your money in one place. But still, on that one computer, the computer is the most. After that, the only way people can get to you is your account is when you're writing out checks, which you should never do. You got too much money to be writing a check to somebody. Use your black card or use your banker. That's what he's there for, to wire the money wherever it's supposed to go. And not for your account. I would set up a separate account. This is just me. Maybe even be overboard where I wire my money from, but it's not where I keep my money at. Just, you know, so things aren't going out there. And those are little things that each one of you have to look at. It depends on where you're going to be spending your money, how much you have to protect it. By that, I mean, what neighborhoods you're going to be spending in, what areas of investment, things like that that people tend to track or look for large sums of money. So I'm sure the bank, I was going to say the bank is going to be able to tell you how to protect your money, but I know a friend of mine, and she had $300,000 taken out of her account in 1 week, $300,000, and the bank never even alerted her. So be very careful. But she let too much of her account information get out there in the public, and that's what happened. So be careful. All right, what's next?
Well, you know, a good rule of thumb, guys, is most of you have small broke man checking accounts right now today. Continue using those for your little small purchase. And then large things like what Tony said. But small stuff, you don't need to be having a card in your pocket that has $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 balance just to buy small things. So let that stay with your little small broke man checking account or debit account and continue to use it in that manner. That's a good security feature in and of itself. Let the small broke account handle the small purchases. Yeah, small broke man account. I have one too. And I plan to keep it. And sure does. And, you know, anybody hack my account, if there's more than $500 in there, I'm surprised. So you're going to sure be surprised. I think you're going to get any more out of it. But, and continue to use it for that purpose. And you can always pull from your big accounts and feed your little small ones for your incidental expenses and et cetera. But the large purchase stuff, then yeah, use your banking people to coordinate that. And those would be some security measures some of you could be looking into. All right, KC says, Tony, did you find out what the cap limit is on the Dong contract?
Did not. Even tried this morning. Even said, okay, I'm going to call you back. And I still haven't got the call yet. So I did not. Believe me, I thought about it. Matter of fact, some of you, oh, and I'll say it right now, no, I ain't going to say it. That's right. Anyway, yeah, it was early this morning, and I'm still waiting for the call back. All right. What's next?
Jim in KC says, are the banks saying that the dong at the 227 is the screen rate or the contract rate? And if it is a screen rate, what are they predicting as the contract rate?
So one bank said there's going to be a 47-cent rate and a 227 contract rate. And then there's a $6 rate, which is above the contract rate. Shoot, man, could that be it? But as of, what's today, Wednesday? So Monday, I think we gave you guys the rates, and the rate that the bank is telling us is the dong is going to start at 227, and the contract rate would be $6.
Right. And there's no in-between rates. Jim, that was Jim's next question. Are there rates in between the screen and contract? No, there's just two rates, one or the other.
Well, they've been and we sent rates. All those rates when we started to at least another bank outside their system, and they verified they have the same rates. So I guess that's how it's going to be.
All right. Hot girl, 58. I don't know if that's her age or what, but anyway.
I'm going to say, how hot can you be at 58? But okay, go ahead.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get you on open mic and let them chew you out. But anyway. My question is, Tony, are we working with new committee members? Months back, you said they had dispensed and went on to other things. Did they have to reconvene because this hasn't happened yet?
They have not reconvened, but they do have update calls. So, and that's what we've been aware of. And they do. So if we have a question or something and we call, they do call Washington and try and get response for us and kind of call us back, because the committee itself isn't there, but our committee member still has contact with Washington, D.C., and they still ask the question, this is what you can expect, okay? So that's how we're still getting the information from them, all right?
Okay. Dr. Stewardship says, would you please explain how, if any, are the Iraqi people able to have usable cards with their rate unseen to the public, and we, the real public, have not been given a go on exchanging?
All right, so let me tell you guys something. Over the weekend, Charity, I really wasn't even going to tell you guys this, but anyway, he asked the question. So I'll tell you. Over the weekend on Saturday, you know, we got the information that Iraq wanted to keep this in country, not for a couple of days, but for a couple months. They wanted to change the rate and keep it in country and let the country build up itself before it got exposed internationally. So I kept saying to myself and to them, that doesn't make any sense. How can you publicly tell people that you're going to do it, have the IMF come out and say that there's no more restrictions? You come out and tell people you have international currency. I have a contractor go over to Germany, use his card, and it exchanges at the international rate, the same rate that the bank over here is telling me the rate is, and he gave me the numbers, and I did the math, and it came out to the exact same rate. He did. So I'm trying to say, how can you do that with a whole country of people and let them use it on the internet, and every time they travel, they get a different rate than the rest of the world? That doesn't make sense to me. Because it really doesn't make sense. Well, that's what they're trying to do. Doesn't make sense. But 3 days later, they come back and they said, you know what? We're going to do it this month. We're just going to go ahead and do it. Because what they were trying to do was impossible, as far as I know, unless they set up a whole different financial system for one country, it's impossible to do. So how they're doing what they're doing right now, I mean, evidently it is restricted to those cards, but once you start doing business with the rest of the world, how are you going to maintain that? So I don't think they can. And that's why the date was changed. That's why the banks had all the meetings yesterday and were told, supposedly, this time this is going to go. That's why the bank came back and didn't put him on alert, didn't put him on standby, told him you have to this day, and on this day you're going to report over there, and you're going to be there until December doing what we need to do to get this done, because this time is going to happen. So that's the best I can tell you. And now you're in the field, TIA, full of 100 questions. But okay, let's go.
Okay, I don't know if you have any text messages regarding this yet, but this is one that's in the Q&A, and I did get a text also. Ronnie says, my wife is 65, and she is very hot.
Ooh-wee.
So
Ronnie, I'm not going to argue with you, because you're probably 70 and blind, but okay. All right.
You can get yourself a job.
Down that road.
All right. Birthday shout-outs go to Prophetic Princes in New York and CW in Florida. Happy birthday to the two of you. And let's talk to some live callers. First caller, live, 865 area code.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray.
I'm going to say she better not be 60.
You are a brave soul for having said everything that you said. And, Ray, get him on to open mic as soon as you can. Several questions not posted on that comment that you just made, but wanted to get a clarification dealing with that you've made a reference, feel that they should be done by the end of the month. You then referenced, in fact, Tuesday's special days, alluding then to next Tuesday. You made a reference very briefly to the following Tuesday. Any reference made from your folks on the third Tuesday of the month, which would be the 27th, other than the fact it's leading up to the end of the month? And you were saying that you made some reference of wanting to be done by the end of the month, but then you said that your bank people were being referenced that they needed to be there until December, which then puts August, September, October, November. So can you kind of straighten out a little bit of the confusion there?
Yeah, but if I straighten it out, then I shouldn't have put it in code that you could pick up. I should have just told everybody.
All right.
Right?
Well, it's been clarified then, so we'll continue on.
I'm sure you understood what I was saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Gazette. We've had references that the Gazette has had kind of a clarification of that it's in print, laws that were done in May and the like are suddenly showing in print. Your folks have any clarification or kind of filling in the blanks on that information?
You know, I actually saw it, and I was talking to actually to Tish about it, some people. The fact that law was passed a month or 2 months ago, but it just went into the Gazette yesterday, or day for those five laws. So even though they were passed and we were celebrating, they weren't law yet. But now that they are law, because they were in the Gazette and there is no restrictions, gives us, I think, the ability to have a little bit more belief that this time is going to happen.
Like positivity here. And with that, I'll kind of continue to mull over the things, listen to the call again when it comes back on the recording, and remind people that 10 days from whenever this does burst on the scene, that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be happening. Looking good. And hopefully this is our wealth-found, wealth-uncovered Wednesday. Keep our fingers crossed. Appreciate your info.
All right.
Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 360 area code. You are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
I, Tony, you are a brave man. appreciate that.
Woo!
I was thinking more along the lines of, when this thing happens, I'm 70 now, but I'm going to be smoking hot when I have a bunch of change in my bank. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm telling you, you're going to be 70, and every 35-year-old you run into is going to want you. So, yeah.
So, what are you telling me? I'll die before I'm 71? Is that...
Money will make a difference.
What you do is you let them want you, just don't let them have you.
Oh.
That way you can keep living.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I've always heard that old saying of the best way to die, but I thought, nah, that's not the. This isn't the time for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. I was just thinking that with this additional opportunity to be planning for what's next, is it realistic that we can control our funds in person as opposed to having accounts that are connected to the internet, therefore limiting access to those people that would want to take it from us without our knowing it? You know, you mentioned your friend lost a bunch of money. If movement of funds, and Ray's suggestion was a good one, to be able to move it into accounts that are smaller accounts so that there's never that much at risk, does it make sense
okay.
to have...
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. Because for the majority, well, no, for black card holders, I'm going to put it that way anyway, or people with wealth managers and that, at the end of your exchange, they're going to tell you, you never have to come into the bank again. Never. You with millions and millions of dollars. You'll make a phone call to your wealth manager at bank. He will meet you at your office. He will meet you at your house. He will meet you wherever you need to be meet. He will take your instructions, and he will make it happen. So whether you want a wire sent or money paid out, you want a car bought or a house bought, whatever, he's actually going to control all of that. You don't even have to go on your computer and do it. He's going to bring his laptop. You're going to sit down. He's going to make it happen. You need a cashier's check, he's going to bring it with him. So you really don't have to do your banking on your computer. You don't have to be concerned with it unless you choose to monitor your accounts and do things. If you do, I say do it on a separate computer. But you don't have to do it at all because they're always going to bring that information to you and make it happen for you.
So in essence, it still stays then a face-to-face transaction as opposed to an electronic one. He would be
right, and it's in the bank system. That's right, not in your system. It's right in the bank system.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, that was really the main question that I had for today, and just tell Danny to keep breathing, and. This is liquid, it's fluid, it'll happen, and when it does, it'll be a great day. And, Ray, thank you for being willing to get up at 2:30 in the morning and call me or call us and let us know about this. That's much appreciated. And
well, I can't take too much credit because I don't get up at 2:30 in the morning. That's something I'm just thinking about going to sleep or watching another movie.
Oh. That's a sign of getting older. You start watching movies later and later. That's okay.
But thank you, sir. Just the same.
Gentlemen, you guys are the best, and I know I appreciate it. And I hope by now my check arrived so that you'll have my well, of course, you already have my phone number. So please call me whenever you want. And,
yes, sir.
I'll... even though I screen calls because sometimes it's Social Security telling me that my account's been compromised. If I hear your voice, I'll pick it up in a heartbeat. So, gentlemen, have a great day, and keep up great work.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
Take care. 704 area code. You are on.
Hey, it's the Queen City.
Yes, Queen City.
How are you guys? Yep.
I'm fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself?
Mildly frustrated.
Oh.
Well, wait a minute before we continue. So, which city is the Queen City?
Charlotte, North
over
Carolina.
Here in North Carolina. I'm over here.
Charlotte?
Charlotte.
North Carolina is the Queen City. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I never heard that before.
You have. When's the last time you came to North Carolina, Tony?
I actually thought you were talking about Queens, New York. I was saying you don't sound like you're in New York, but I've never heard Charlotte called the Queen City before. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've heard it.
Heard. Yes.
But anyway, what do you suggest we do with all our frustration besides having sex with older men?
Wait. That's an open mic conversation. Oh, no.
That's my only choice, you know?
Okay. Okay. Well, what else is going on in your life?
Well, since I don't work, I'm disabled, not much. Except for building doctor bills, you know. So that's one of my frustrations right there is I'm so tired of doctor bills. But, and, you know, I'd like my husband to be able to retire. So this is my frustration with having to wait. Out there, they're more shaped than
wait a minute, your phone's breaking up, but let me get this right, because I don't know what we're talking about. So you're disabled, you have a husband, and you're still talking about having sex with an older man?
Well, he's the older man.
Oh, okay. All right, I was confused for a minute there.
It's like, well, you know, we don't want to get too detailed, but anyway.
Okay, yeah, anyway.
So when y'all start talking about younger women, I'm sitting here thinking, well, I guess I'm going to have to get him a younger woman.
Well, that would be you.
Okay.
Younger than me.
Okay, so what's the question for the Q&A? What's
the question is, we're just, you know, we're all on, waiting for this to happen, and the frustration is how do you deal with it besides, you know, turning toward deviant behavior.
Oh, God. Wait, hey, okay. So we're going to move this conversation to open mic. So you got that number.
Well, I don't think you can handle it either. But,
but anyway, we're all just, you know, waiting for it to happen. I'm sure you guys are the same way. You've just been waiting for this to happen for so long. And, you know, at the first I had several questions about the rates and, banks just love to have meetings. And, you know, if there's not a meeting scheduled for the day, they don't know what to do with themselves. So.
Well, banks do have update meetings, that is true. Except for the meetings yesterday were all about the RV, preparation for the RV. And letting their people know what was going to happen with them for the rest of the year. That's all. So they can make their plans between now and 11th to do whatever they need to do. They're also putting
now
their eggs. And because they've been frustrated just like we've been frustrated, it was to tell them that this time the bank had full confidence that it was going to go through and they need to be prepared for it when it happens. So that was what I got out of the meeting yesterday. Excuse me?
You were talking about a holiday. Is that the EID holiday?
Yeah, EID holiday. It's 11th through the 15th.
11th through
the
15th.
Yes, 11th through the 15th.
So would Iraq be doing any kind of business like this, doing the RV during that time frame?
Yeah, the RV is not really going to be business, but it's always a time of celebration. It's always a good time for 4 days in a row. You know, most of their businesses are going to be shut down. It's a good time to go through the change, let people enjoy it, and everything else. So it's an excellent time for it to occur. Will it occur the first minute, first day? Probably not. Could it occur over the four-day period of time? Absolutely.
Or on the 12th.
Or on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Or the 13th.
Who knows?
Well, that would be wonderful. That would be my mother-in-law's birthday. So that would be wonderful if it occurred. And, you know, because that's one thing that we would like to do is try to help her in her later years now. And when you're talking about the different accounts and the broke man account, which I have the broke man account,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, should I go ahead and go set up another account and just put the minimum deposit in there and not put it on anywhere out on the internet or anything?
Keep the account that you have, like Ray said. When you're a new account, you have your wealth manager or your private banker set you up a new account. That's the one that I would only do on the separate computer if I was doing it.
But
your broke man account stay right where it is and access it the way you've always accessed it. At least that's what I plan to do.
Yeah.
And then when I need money in it, then I'll call the appropriate people, say I need X amount of dollars moved over to this broke man account, and that's how I'll spend it.
So do you set up an account during the exchange to put the exchange funds in?
Oh, sure. You're going to have a new account for that to put the large money in. And that's the one the banking people will manage for you and et cetera and keep up with.
And they will set that up. We'll set that up at the exchange or like the day after or something.
Well, it'd have to be on the exchange day for it to be deposited into that account.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And if, you know, if they're going to accept the ZIM, is that going to be everything figured out, you know, even though there's not going to be a humanitarian project or anything like that, will that be all figured out in that during that exchange?
Yep, all your money should be added up right at that time in total, so you'll know exactly where it's going to be.
Okay, sounds. Yep, hope it all comes through within 30 to 45 minutes.
For some of us, it would go that fast. For some folks, I'm sure. But maybe not everyone.
Is there any way you can tell that your currency is legal currency before you get to the bank and going through the Delarue? Do you get a black light or something to see if they glow properly? Or is there, y'all heard anything about that?
You can look on the internet. There's 7 distinct things that you look for in each currency, which will tell you if it's authentic or not. And if you go on the internet, they actually will give that to you for you to look for. Okay?
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, I've personally chosen not to go through any of that headache. Because what I know about verifying some currency, I just can't recognize the U.S. dollar. And even if I did get a black light, the internet and everything else, and confirm that it's good to me, when I get in that bank, if the bank says it's no good, they don't care what I did. So I'm like, why go through all that trouble anyway?
and let them do it. Oh, yeah. And if it's no good, we'll all find out together. And if it is some good, let's keep right on rolling.
Right. Well, I've held counterfeit $20 bills, you know, several years ago, and the paper's completely different, of course. So, you know, it just felt, you know, it just felt funny, like it was funny money.
Right, but that was
sure
something you were used to. So you used to the American dollar.
Yeah.
You used to carrying it around, touching it, folding it, put it in your pocketbook. What do we do with this foreign currency? When most of us got it, we put it away. We don't play with it every day, and then we don't cross-reference it with other foreign currency of the same kind.
No.
Just a train of thought. You can do it either way, but that way is a whole lot more simple for me. I just let them.
We'll just have to wait and see how much we actually have then, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, and y'all have a wonderful day. And I hope.
Thank you.
Your significant others, if they're older than 35, they don't beat the heck out of y'all tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I didn't have anything to do with that. So Tony.
I'm sure you're an Adonis, right?
Okay.
Right,
thank you very much. Bye bye. 972 area code, you're on.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm sweating a lot, as usual. Texas is a good place to lose some weight. So all you fat boys, come on down.
Okay.
The only question I've got at this point would be, you have not verified whether there is or is not a cap on the dong. Is that the way it is?
Have not got an update on that. Have not.
Okay. And then the other thing that was brought up when we spoke last time, you indicated that the contract rate was probably higher, or maybe I should say possibly higher, because the rate increased. Is that verifiable, even if we can't know the amount?
No. The rate can increase to $10 per dinar and $3 per dong. The contract rate is the contract rate. The $28.50 is not going up at all. And now, I guess the $6 is not going to go up. And with them, the 35 cent didn't go up.
Okay.
So even though it went from 11 to 22, but the contract rate is not changing.
All right. I got that completely wrong. I thought you were indicating that was a possibility last time. But I like to be corrected. I hate to be wrong. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's all I
mean, I wish it would, but it hasn't. So.
Well, you got my heart palpitating a little bit. It was hard to hold my breath. So, ED Doc, don't worry about it, buddy. I'm gonna breathe with you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's all I got. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, sir. Man. Talk to you later.
347 area code. You go on.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Ray and Tony? How y'all doing today?
All right, man.
I'm saying fabulous today. 10th degree. And yourself.
Can't complain back, man, NYC. With all of this talk about stocks plunging 600+, the Dow was spiral, and three central banks cutting rates, trade wars between U.S. And China devaluing or manipulating their currency. Is this the downward spiral that we're waiting for, that, I guess, Tony said some dates between the 11th and the 15th, hopefully coming out on the 19th on that Tuesday, and us going to the bank from now until December getting our money? Is that what Tony was speculating to?
With the market doing – No. From now until December, it's just 8 million people who have to exchange. So we're going to go in the first 10, 15 days, and they're trying to get us in. The only other reason they told them that was getting the rest of those people in as they hear about it, find out about it. They're not going to be calling the 800 number. They're going to be calling the regular number, setting appointments, some of them just walking in, and that's why they told them it's going to be harder to get the rest of them in. That's why they can't be off. They're going to need everybody to be in place to get it done. That's all.
Okay. All right. And all right. Well, that's good. I guess that sounds a little bit better because CIA, I got y'all little codes going on. I was trying to just get something like more exposed to those people who don't know about, you know, dissecting codes. But Tony, you better watch out crossing the street and listen out for them revving engines and them peeling tires. What you said. Y'all have a good day.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right. Hold on, Ray. Hold on. So let me see. All right. So I don't really know who Karen is. she talking about how Marvin Gaye make her clothes fall off. Did she know Marvin Gaye is dead? Did she know that? So
do what she does.
Let her know that. First of all, and talking about Tony just now, y'all getting crazy today. So let me just turn this around, I guess. So anybody 60 or older got to be the sexiest woman alive, okay? We can stop all that.
We're going to stop that right there.
Okay, man, she's talking about dead men exciting her. I'm like, what? But okay. So, I don't know if CIA is still up here. She's still up here? Can you see her number?
What was
the... All right. She's trying to give you guys something, which I didn't. And you guys keep texting me about me and her the only one who know the code. Nobody else knows the code. So I'm going to say it real simple. That I've said it a couple of times throughout the 10-year process that the days they look for this to happen are on Tuesdays and Fridays. They've been looking for it to happen like that for years, Tuesdays and Fridays. Every single person has to be in their seat next Tuesday. I don't know if it's going to happen then or not. There was a date that it should happen by, which would be on a Tuesday. And when she asked me about the 27th, I said it really has no significance. I just said by the end of the month. So now, if that's not clear as a spring water, I don't know what else to tell you. Just be exact. And some people are going to be mad I just said that. It might change the whole thing, but we'll see what happens. But it can't get much clearer than that unless I tell you exactly what was said in the meeting. And I'm sure y'all don't want me to do that. Yep, see, I already got too much info. See, I already knew it was coming. I knew it. All right. Anyway, keep going.
732 area code, you're on.
Good day, gentlemen. I recently heard what I feel is good news and to share with you and the callers. I was on another conference call, and the gentleman who's a lawyer, he does the call, and he said that the World Court ruled this must happen during the month of August. So my question to you, Tony and Ray, is I'm checking with you. Does the World Court have the power to rule over this and everyone who's been delaying it?
No, and the World Court would do with lawsuits or something else, not demanding when a country has to revalue their money or not demanding when a GCR has to take place.
Okay.
I do know it is scheduled, and the banks were told that it would happen this month, but it had nothing to do with the World Court. That I am aware of.
It's good to check with
now,
you.
Now, when people tell you things like that and you listen, ask them to explain it to you. Why was this in the World Court? What ruling did they make? And let me go and look it up because it wasn't court. There was a ruling There's some documents somewhere. Then let's go see it.
Yes, sir. I was in the queue, but there were so many people I couldn't get the chance, but I'll keep going back to find out because he is a lawyer. So, and then once I know it, I'll come back and tell you.
Okay, and unfortunately, nothing against anybody, but I know lawyers, and I know lawyers that have been disbarred, just so you know.
All right.
Okay.
Is it a secret lawyer?
Comment.
Is
no,
he a secret
I just
lawyer?
Mean, you know.
What's that, Ray?
Is he a secret lawyer, or did he give his name and information?
Yeah, he said his name is Sheldon LaVert.
No. Other than say, if he gave his name and everything, you have to wait for the call. You can look him up and call him and ask him that.
Very busy man he is, 24/7. You know, hard to get a hold.
He has time to do a call, I guess. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's it. He does let us, you know, ask questions at least.
Okay, he's talking
about the
next
one. I didn't know nothing
about
parole court, so I thought maybe you did. That's why I would ask you for your comment. But that was good advice. Go back. Get on the queue and ask them eventually. I can get in to ask them for the detail on it.
You can't.
Thank you
listen,
so much.
Since you said it's Shelton's card, he done said a whole lot of things that anyway, I'm not going to discuss this card. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
I'm new to it, Tony. I'm trying to learn from every avenue that I can, you know.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's exactly because that's when you can figure out what's real, what's not real, and who's just repeating junk and who's not. I mean, just listen to it. But okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. All right.
916, you're on.
How you guys doing today?
Okay.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
We can't agree.
I'm doing good, too. I caught myself trying to be the first caller, and then I was wiping my phone off, and I hit the button, and I went off. So then I came back on the second time. So I did get on, but that's good. That's good. Now, my wife.
Well, you were the first caller.
Huh?
You were the first caller. I just kept moving you down.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding, man.
Yeah, I know, because when I first got on, it said that the call would be on in 14 minutes and 52 seconds. And I knew, I said, man, I bet I got it this time. And then I hit the button, and it went off, man. I messed up.
Okay.
Anyway, my wife's birthday is August the 15th, and she is hot. I'm telling you, Tony. She'll be 59. So there's a lot of women that are older that are nice too, brother. I'm telling you. So I don't know where you been hanging out at, man. And I'm blessed. I am blessed. Like Steve Harvey be talking about all the time. He be talking about some of us are out of our zone. I'm out of my zone, but that's all good. That's all good. So. We need to continue to go and buy some more dong then, huh?
That's right. They give you another day, get you another million. Another week, get you another 2 million. If the numbers are right, okay, every week for $100, they're letting you get another $4 million. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
It might be more than $4 million if the contract rate's going to be $6, though.
Oh, it's going to be $6? Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's absolutely correct.
That is crazy, man. The numbers are just astronomical right now. It's just kind of mind-blowing.
Absolutely is. But let's hope they're real, and let's hope we get to them first. All right?
Yeah, now I wanted to confirm one other thing, too, because if I'm not mistaken, I heard you say that those who have been donating to the call, we're going to be the ones that get the opportunity first to come to Vegas or to know about that because there was only going to be like maybe 2,000 to 4,000 people or something.
Okay, I said that for the smaller locations, which is Sacramento, Raleigh, North Carolina, which I'm going to have to do, I was supposed to go to Atlanta. What was the other one, bro? I forget.
Well, you know,
Atlanta,
we crossed Atlanta
Michigan. Michigan. Oh, we don't need to do Atlanta. I was thinking about that. Somebody brought it up the other day. But anyway, the smaller locations, yeah, I wanted to limit it to 1,500 or 2,000 because that's where it's going to be hard to find a space for them. And for Vegas, I said we had 8,400 and something sign up for it in 15 minutes. So, and especially since I'm paying for everything, nobody's paying to come in. I mean, we're not charging a fee. You're just going to show up, enjoy yourself, eat, drink, be merry. And part of that, I would have to limit it. So what I was doing is, yeah, people had donated, and Ray's been keeping a list. Since we've been there, we've had all of our list of people donate in the past. I wanted to give them the first opportunity to go to each event. So that's just the way we're going to do it. Okay?
Okay, yeah. I was just trying to confirm that because I wanted to meet you guys in Vegas, but it looks like I'm going to have to go ahead and come down to that cigar shop to meet you downtown here.
I'm saying you right here. I'll show you how you can. Every
now,
day. You meet me every day.
Do you have a yacht? Do you have a yacht?
It's on the water every Saturday, every Sunday. I'm on. And guess what? There's a bunch of 20, 30-year-old in bathing suits. That's one of the biggest yachts out there. So, not saying nothing about 60-year-olds, but they look a whole lot different, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
anyway.
Well, I look forward to meeting you. I'm going to try to catch you down there, man.
All right, everybody knows what boat it is. If you come down there, come like everybody, you'll see for yourself. You'll know which one it is. No mistake. But anyway, okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, you guys have a good night.
All right, sir.
All right, you too.
610. Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing super fantastic.
Hold on before you start. Because you just reminded me of something. So, in the mail yesterday, I went and got my packages in the mail. And, God, I forgot her name. Anyway, somebody from New York. Which, you know, New York people traditionally are weird people anyway. But she sent me a box of Cuban cigars, the Cuba hand rolled, and I wanted to say really, really thank you to her, and I appreciate all the gifts I get. But somebody sent me some Alka-Seltzer and some Tums, right? I mean, a pack of Tums and some Aleve. What is it? Aleve?
No, Excedrin.
Yeah,
extra strength.
Excedrin. There you go. Yeah.
And Rolaid.
You sound too, Ray?
Yeah. Yeah, and Rolaid.
I was looking at that saying, what in the world? And then I saw it was you. I said, okay, I guess he would know. So thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I know you're going to need one of those after the call today for sure.
Yeah. All right, but thank you.
Man, it arrived just in time, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there. They're making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite day, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, let's see if we'll get one more caller in here. 954 error code, you are on.
Yes. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've been with you guys for quite a bit of time, and I thought maybe I should just say hello to you guys and reach out. Some of the information I had yesterday, that down here, we have somebody who went to the bank and got the exchange done, and I wonder if that is a normal thing for the banks to just call you in and say, hey, listen, come on in and make an exchange. They know you. Do you have any information on that?
Okay. So you're telling me yesterday somebody you know went in and got their exchange done?
Yes.
Okay. So the question is, what did they exchange?
I understand.
Dinar, dong, zim, what?
Well, they didn't tell me all of it because apparently they must have had the China a letter of you know, not non-disclosure. So probably
okay.
Didn't say much. I can't reveal
did
the
they
name.
Tell you any rates or anything they got?
Well, they got very high. They got a high rate. They didn't tell me exactly what they got, but it was pretty high.
Oh, all right. Did they tell you what bank they went to?
No, they didn't disclose that. Remember, I said they didn't disclose anything. That.
Okay.
So.
All right. I don't know anybody who got exchanged for actual currency. Again, like I said, we do have people who are going in 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago who were getting SKRs. And then we do have people who went in just to go through the process itself. They didn't actually take it. They counted their currency, did all that. Actually, when they did that, they didn't even give them the rate. They just told them where it was going to be. Now, yesterday,
okay.
Like I said, we sent the rates to those same banks, and they said, yes, that matches their rates. They wouldn't say it. But when we sent the rates to them, they said, yeah, that's it. So I don't know what happened during the exchange yesterday you're talking about.
Again, like I said, they didn't disclose much of it because apparently they must have had a non-disclosure or whatever it was. Whether they were speaking the truth or not, I just didn't know exactly. I cannot vouch for anybody, as you well know. I just wanted to know if you had any information on that.
Are they good friends of yours?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Okay, well you'll know in a minute or two. You'll know in a few days that they were telling you the truth based on what shows up in the driveway.
No, they won't show up in my driveway.
That's somebody in their driveway.
Oh, my driveway, okay. They probably might or they may not. It all depends upon, well, they don't live too close to me.
Okay. Well, what state was it in?
In my state here?
I don't know what state you're in.
Florida.
Florida. Florida. Oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there has been things going on in Florida, so I can tell you that. I don't know if you got actual cash, but they are calling people in to go through the process.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you know about that.
Yeah, what you want to do is ask that friend, can they get you hooked up?
No. I've been here for 14 years now, 15 years now. My son, when he came from Iraq, he said, just stick this in your vault, in the security vault, and just leave
okay.
it there.
Well, ask your friend if he'll hook me up then. You don't want to ask him for yourself. Ask him if he'll hook me up.
Okay.
I'll go down there in a quick minute.
You've been already hooked up, Ray. You got the connection.
All right.
I listen to you guys pretty much, and I just want to say this. You guys have been pretty much aware of a lot of things. I just hope that people won't come and ask dumb questions. like you're a lawyer. like you're a lawyer. Maybe you think you're a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I just can't understand. But I listen to you guys really. I have to laugh sometimes when I say, what happened to these people? Don't they understand they just got to wait? We can't do anything about this thing until it happens. We are not in control of it, and we never will be in control. We just, if you bought it, you just have to sit and wait. It's not like buying oil in an oil well or something like that. You expect to shoot up. So we have to sit and be very patient with what's happening in the world. It happens, it does, it's not one person, it's not controlled by one person, it's controlled by a whole lot of people. So we just have to be patient. And if they're listening, they need to understand that. I wish you just wanted to come and just give the intel and just walk away. And I know you like to answer, talk to people, but they just want to talk nicely to you. Oh, Tony, how you doing? Ray, how you doing? I'd be nice to you. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Okay. Well, thanks. But let me tell everybody else. Yeah. There are no dumb questions. Because if you can think of it, it must be on your mind. So we are here to help you do that. That's our purpose. To get everybody through this process. And it's not easy going through this 10, 12 years, as you should know, on your own. So that's what we're here for. We'll make it happen. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, sir. Hump Day Wednesday. Let's wrap this one up.
Okay, guys. I am going to enjoy my day. That's what I'm going to do because I don't expect anything to happen. I know it could happen. Could shock us, but and just by me saying I don't expect it, I hope it does. But I know the numbers are there, the process is there, everybody's sitting down waiting. They had meetings yesterday for a reason. They gave them the timelines that they gave them for a reason, and I'm going to live with them because nothing else I can do. But wait and see what happens. If we get anything other than that, because it could change in 24 hours, as before, and it can again, but we'll do what we do when we do it. All right, Ray.
Okay. I hope this last caller doesn't take my comments personal, but he kind of made me think of something because I've had some members email me some of the same type of sentiment about some of the speakers on the call, what they're saying, how it's irrelevant, et cetera. But you guys, you don't know the impact you have on somebody else's life. And when you have an impact like that on someone and they want to show their gratitude by nothing more than a thank you and being personable and having a personable conversation, it says a whole lot. And if you never experienced that, then you're in for a treat if it ever happens to you in your life where you impact somebody so much that they want to just share with you the impact. TNT is not a business call. It's a people call. It's a people organization. We're about people. We're about the livelihoods of each other. This stopped being about money and the RV a long, long time ago. Actually, before we even started TNT, it had already started transitioning beyond just about some money and when can I go to the bank. It became a whole lot more than that, and it is a whole lot more than that today. And so I don't view any of the conversations as irrelevant or anything to that matter. Now, you might, because you just want to hear a specific thing. We have thousands of people that get on this call, and some to this day will still give their right arm just to be able to say hello and say thank you for what you did. They can't. They can't get on. There's not enough space for the calls. There's some folks that want to meet us just to say thank you. Some of them won't have that opportunity because they physically can't get out of their own bed, can't get out of their own house. So the things that you think are irrelevant and meaningless to you means a great deal to someone else. And as long as I'm in the people business dealing with people, that's going to always be important to me. I'm going to always allow it. Thank you. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. And if anything else develops, we will shoot out information and make you aware of it. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Ah! remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain has gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You make it through it.
Excited about your future.
Hello?
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
This session is no longer being recorded.
We're just waiting for the call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.